The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk. Hello, dear ones. Welcome to another episode of Angel Talk. I am Rachel Corpus, and I am your host for this amazing opportunity to talk to Spirit. And when we talk to Spirit, we're talking about our loved ones on the other side. We're talking about Creator, God. We're talking about angels, universal elemental beings that are from different dimensions. And this time, we're going to dig into how Spirit communicates with us through our dreams. First of all, I'm hearing them say they utilize our dreams because when we're awake, we're busy. And when we're awake, we have a lot of filtering systems that get in the way of our messaging sometimes. So when they're trying to get a hold of us, if we're having a bad day or we're really busy, sometimes we miss that message. Or we get that message and we try to pick it apart and it loses its original meaning. When that happens, the angels go to our dreams. Now, sometimes angels, our loved ones, spirit in general, will use our lighter dreams, an alpha or theta brainwave sleep, to get a hold of us. And in those dreams, we might have a really crazy dream about Christmas and there was a donkey in the room. You know how weird our dreams can get. Well, it's our job to sit with those dreams and try to meditate and keep asking the angels, hey, what'd you mean by that? I'd like to talk to you a little bit about dream work when it comes to angelic and spiritual communication, because it's not as straightforward as one would think, and yet it's so accessible and could really bless your life as far as how you feel you're communicating with the spirit around you. When you're getting cozy in your bed, that's alpha brainwave. When you're starting to fall asleep, that's theta brainwave. You also encounter theta brainwave when you're waking up. Theta brainwaves, by the way, are the same brainwaves that are used when we are hypnotized. So if you have had hypnotism as part of your therapeutic plan, or you're interested in that, or you listen to YouTube videos which help you relax and meditate a little bit, you're clicking into theta brainwave. Now, an alpha and theta brainwave, that's also when our creative thought is still running rampant. If we've had a stressful day, sometimes our dreams will be stressful. Sometimes our loved ones will visit us in alpha or theta brainwave just to say hello. Sometimes there's no message except, hi, I'm here. I want you to see me because I love you and I miss you. I'm still here. I go on. But when we're in alpha and theta brainwave, if that's a stressful day for us or we're going through something in our life, sometimes the plot line of that dream will change. Here's an example. Grandpa shows up in your dream sitting in his chair, looking good, just like Grandpa did. But then you look at Grandpa and his face starts to change. It looks gruesome, or he looks sad, or he starts yelling. Well, you'll notice if you have a traumatic dream like that, you wake up right away. Your angels wake you up because they're saying, oh, that's not working. What's happened in that dream is that you've had a visit from Grandpa, and Grandpa just wants to show up to say, hi, I love you. But the stress in your life started to change how Grandpa looks. And when it changes plot line, when it starts to go a different direction and you can't see the message that Grandpa is there and he loves you, and you start to wonder, oh my gosh, is Grandpa okay? Your angels say, nope, we're out of there, and they wake you up. When loved ones visit you in your dreams, they will look exactly how they are. 99% of the time, they are peaceful, they are happy, they are renewed, they are in another dimension where they are still learning, they're loving their lives, and they show up in your dream to say hello. So remember, If they look a little bit scary, or they can't hear you, or you're trying to catch them, but they're going too fast, oh my gosh, the possibilities are endless. That's your creative mind getting in the way of the message. Spirit also visits us when we are in our deep sleep, and that happens every single night. The angels call this family meeting. Once you go to deep sleep, your spirit, your body is safe laying in your bed, but you as spirit kind of sit up. And in your room, or maybe you travel to the angelic realm, you sit with your angels, your loved ones, your ancestors, your spirit guides, and you have a meeting about your life. Now, this isn't really a dream. We can't really call it that. It is a meeting. So you won't often remember that this happened. You might, however, wake up really missing somebody because you just saw them in real time. And when you wake up ready to start your day, you have that longing. You miss them more than you used to, or more than you normally do, because you just saw them. Well, our angels and our loved ones help us grow our lives in our dream time, because in our dream time, we don't have anything to do but lay there and participate in a conversation or see the movie that they're playing. I'm also asked to tell you that sometimes your loved ones will show up in your dreams as somebody else. Here's an example of that. If your mama has passed, sometimes you'll have a dream of a bunch of people in the room, and you wake up and you feel like you really know those people, but you can't put your finger on who they are. Well, chances are really good it's your mama, or it's a loved one who's passed, and they show up looking like somebody else, because if they were to show up looking like mom, you would tunnel vision into that message, I saw my mom, I saw my mom, I saw my mom. And you might miss another message, which is overhearing a conversation at the party about pipes bursting, where your mom wanted you to know, hey, your pipes are bursting. It's really cold. You better go wrap those, turn the water on. But if she showed up as mom, you would just remember, I had a dream about mom. So sometimes they switch their appearance so you can get the message. And they're selfless like that. Even though your mama wants you to know that she's around you, she'd rather you get the caring, loving, directive message that she means to give you. Now, sometimes spirit can show up behind us. So as we're looking through our point of view in the dream, walking around, flying around, whatever that dream is, our loved ones can be standing a little bit behind us, just like our angels. And when that happens, you might feel a sense of safety or warmth. You have the essence of your family member, your loved one, but you don't see them, but you just have a feeling that they're there. That happens as well. When spirit comes through in dreams, they will use numbers quite a bit. And I cannot wait to share this story with you. I have a guest coming on in just a minute who has a really fantastic dream she had about her father. Here we go. Well, I'm really excited to have a friend of mine join us on the podcast today. I have Carolyn on the line, and she's had a really remarkable dream experiences. Actually, she's had a lot of cool dream experiences. She's going to share one today. I know I hear her sweet kitty in the background. Yay. She's going to share one of her dreams with us today, and then we are going to channel the angels to see what they have to say. So, Carolyn, welcome.
Thank you.
I would love it if you could tell the story about the dream you had about your dad.
I'd love to. This was a few years ago. One morning when I was still in bed, I had a dream that Dad, Mom, my sister, and I were at our old house where I grew up. And Dad, at that point in the dream, was elderly, a little shaky. He was wearing his bathrobe, pajamas, looking a little bit frail. And his eyes, I noticed, had like a filter over them, like you sometimes see if someone has really thick cataracts. But during this dream, I was helping him get on the massage table to take a nap. And my sister and my mom were standing back looking, and they were very, very concerned and said, oh, dear, you know, he looks so bad. This has to be close to the end. And I said, well, I think he looks amazing for 97. And then I woke up and I thought, well, that was interesting. And I was really curious about the comment I made about him looking amazing for 97, because he died when he was 89. And I didn't think anything more of it and went on getting ready for my morning. And after a while, I opened up my calendar and say, oh, well, what's on the schedule for today? And I noticed it was February 16th. It's like, oh, it's Dad's birthday. And then I got thinking about that comment about 97. And I thought, So I did the math. And he was born in 1916. This dream occurred on his birthday in 2013. So it was his 97th birthday. And I thought, oh, I guess he's coming by so that I can wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, I love that story so much. It gives me chills, actually. That's amazing. Now, if you're up for it, I would like to call in your angels. And would you mind if maybe your dad stopped by as well? Are you comfortable with that?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Okay. He'd love it.
As you tell this story, he was saying things in my ear that I'm going to add. So some of it will be from Dad. Some of it's going to be from the angels. So I've got your angels. I'm doing this in my closet, and it looks like everything is in Technicolor right now, which means the angels are in the house. So that's
okay.
Great. Okay. So here's some things that I heard. Your dad is saying that his birthday is still important to him because it helps keep his memory alive. You do a very beautiful job of living out his legacy. You think of him often. But in my mind, as you were telling this story, I was kind of talking to him saying, well, is your birthday still important to you? And he says, yes, because when you realize it's my birthday, you celebrate me. And I like that. So lesson kind of learned, once people pass, their birthdays are still important to them because it's a day where we get to remember and celebrate them. So I thought that was interesting. Then I asked him, okay, what was with your eyes looking kind of milkier, like they had a filter on them? And he said, well, and then his angel popped in and said, let me take this one. They said, when we leave our bodies, we are just light. We are essence. We are our spirit selves. And there are times that we pack our spirit back into a body so that our loved ones can recognize us. If you would have had a dream like that and Dad showed up as a beautiful streak of green or purple, it would have been a much different dream. You would have wondered, well, I thought it was my dad, but he was purple or green. It would have been kind of strange. So to make it clear, this is me. This is how I'm doing. It's my birthday. He pushed his energy back into a body. Now, it's a body in a dream state, granted, but when spirit does this, when they take their spirit part of them and push it back into skin and bones, sometimes they look a little bit different. So you might notice when you have dreams about loved ones that their skin might be a little bit off, as if they're pulling on that costume of their skin and it's not quite perfect. You might notice things like eyes being milky, like a cataract kind of look. And that's what happened. He said, I didn't have much time. He says, I didn't have much time to put myself in there because you fell asleep that night. And I thought it would be a while. And I was still talking to everybody else about my birthday and what I was going to do. And there you were dreaming about me. So I had to get myself in there right away, he says. He thanks you for owning your intuition to a degree that you know when he's around and that he can come through in this way, which is a miracle, And he can come through in small ways where you can just say, I feel you, Dad. I love you. Thank you. Have a good day. The angels come in and say, they'd like all of us to hear how important numbers are. And they thank you for keeping that number issue in the back of your mind until it poked at you enough to look it up on the calendar and do the math. Angels and spirit use numbers simply because they make sense to us. We are human. We notice numbers. We like it when things add up. If they seem strange, like initially in the dream, why did I say 97? Well, that pokes at you long enough till you sit down and do the math. So they thank you for doing that. Numbers are very, very important. Think if you've listened to other podcasts, we've talked about numbers before, but usually we talk about numbers coming from the angels. But here we have a great example of how numbers can be shown from our loved ones. So your dad is saying, keep looking for my birthday every year. Look for 98, look for 99, look for 100. He also says, I officially have two birthdays. I have the date that I was born into my body as your dad, and I have the date of my passing. A lot of people who pass and cross over, as they continue to be around us, they use that passing day as another birthday because they truly did receive new life. So he says, pay attention to both of those. I'm just waiting a minute to see if there's anything else they're going to say. Okay, and your angels are saying, Carolyn, that you are an intuitive in your own right. You're intuitive, yes, correct?
Yes.
Is this a major part of your life?
It's becoming more and more so, yes.
Okay, keep living it. They're saying you do a beautiful job of channeling, which is getting yourself out of the way so spirit can work through you, so spirit can communicate with you. And I'd like, with their permission, to share a message with you. And okay, and it is, more of this is coming. They are starting to communicate through you with situations and people that are known, like dad's birthday, family members showing up in dreams. They're going to expand that, and they're going to start working more in your wake time. Dad will be there. He's functioning as a spirit guide. Spirit guides are human souls who do angel work. He is functioning as that spirit guide for you. So as you grow intuitively, he is too. He is learning how he was intuitive when he grew up, but and lived and may not have been able to recognize it because he was a hard worker or it wasn't the thing that they talked about in the family. For whatever reason, he says, I'm owning that now. Sometimes he learns vicariously through you. Sometimes he's the teacher. He's the one that gives you the information. So there's a lot of gratitude on the other side for you for saying yes to this, and more is growing. Your angels are showing me a stack of contracts. These are people that you are meant to help, and they want you to know that the stack is large. So take good care, you know, be good to yourself, focus on spiritual care, self-care, because what they're showing me in your dad is a proud papa. He's smiling so big, so proud of you. As they say this, you have a lot of people that you're going to be helping in an intuitive capacity. So hang in, more to come. They said, hang in, more to come. Cool, huh?
Good to know. Yes.
I mean, is that a surprise to you? You know, you're intuitive, right?
Right, right.
Okay. So,
and I am, I'm currently a massage therapist, but I'm also approaching 64 and trying to work more into the energy work. Mm-hmm. So the intuition part of the work is going to be much larger for me in the future.
And, you know, I see that in your dream time, once you get, it seems like alpha brain waves and theta brain waves. So when you're still getting cozy and you're falling to sleep, you've got a lot of active dreams. When you remember them, they're pretty active. Is that right?
Yes.
That is going to be considered your classroom, where they're going to give you something weird or strange that you've got to ponder because it's teaching you something. So now more than ever is the time for you to see a symbol in your dreams and then look it up. If you dream that you are vacationing in a trailer and there's a fox in the room. Wow, there's a lot there to look up and it's all going to mean something. I use a website called dreammoods.com. So whenever I have something pop up in a dream, first of all, it's a good idea to sit with the angels and our family and just say, what was that about? Can you help me? There's also other resources like the internet, and I use dreammoods.com to look up what certain things mean in dreams. And I do find that to be pretty accurate. They're also saying that when you get past those early brainwave phases, alpha, theta, probably going into REM, after that in your deep sleep, they want to remind you, so you must know this already, they want to remind you that you're clicking out of your body safely and you're working at that time. So the energy work you do when you're asleep is now starting to integrate into your wake time. So they're saying you've been doing this spirit energy work for a long time as you sleep. Now you're ready to pull it into your wake time and help people when you're wide awake.
Okay.
Love it. Thank you, Carolyn, so much for taking time to talk with me and share with our audience your amazing dream. And I am sending you blessings from your dad, from your family, from your angels, so that your work continues to blossom and your life is blessed and good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Remember, darlings, spirit, angels, God, they all communicate with us in so many amazing ways. Dreams are just one of the ways we get to hear from our family on the other side. We learn from our angels. We get guidance about our lives. So pay attention. And if you're hearing this and thinking, I don't ever remember my dreams, well, talk to your angels about that. Say, I'd like to remember. Help me remember. You might put a journal by the side of your bed. So when you do remember, you can write whatever down, whatever comes to your mind is important. You write that down and then you can look it up later at dreammoods.com, or you can meditate and say, angels, what's this about? Help me understand. Well, I hope that this episode has blessed you on your journey. I'm so happy as always to sit with you and to share the spiritual world with you. Isn't it wonderful that we get to do that together? Oh, so blessed. I'm so blessed by you. If you want to get a hold of me, you can go to my website, rachelcorpus.com. You can go to Instagram, The Angel Counselor. You can find me on Facebook at Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator. If you have not heard this recently, I want you to know, baby, you are loved, and I love you, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator and Psychic Medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
I'm Laura Worcester, host of the Intuitive Life Podcast. As an intuitive medium and teacher working with the world of spirit, I love to share the peace that comes with the awareness that our departed loved ones are still with us. And I also love to help people explore what it means to live an intuitively led life. Start listening now on mindbodyspirit.fm or wherever you get your podcasts.